The Greenhouse by Anne Butler. Jacqueline could hardly keep still, she was so excited. She watched Mike and Steve, the two labourers she'd hired, as they carted away unused bags of sand and cement. Finally, they'd swept away the last of their builder's muck, or as much as could be swept out of her mossy lawn, and the recently installed platform on which stood her new pride and joy, a shiny new greenhouse. She hid her impatience while she chit-chatted with them, as they finished off their now cold mugs of tea. Ugh. She could never understand them drinking down cold, long cold mugs of tea like that.
Mrs. Sayer, buy a compost and ting them already, Miss Jackie.
Steve said with a friendly, knowing smile. Jacqueline chuckled. Steve gestured at Mike, and the two handed her their now empty mugs. Is that you off now?
We'll leave you for get on with things.
Thanks for the tea, Jackie.
Mike chipped in. And then finally, the two men picked up their bags of tools, checked their back pockets for their phones, and headed off for the last time. Jackie followed them and locked up before returning to her greenhouse. As well as a huge bag of compost and boxes of seed trays, Jacqueline had also bought herself a comfy folding chair. It was ready and waiting to be christened. For her, that christening had to take place in the greenhouse. But first, she went in, stood in the space that had been warmed by the sun against the glass, and looked around. It had cost a fortune, but she'd wanted her own greenhouse for so long, to potter about in all weathers, tending to whatever she chose to grow or nurture. She sighed. She swept the smooth concrete floor, ridding it of the final bits of grit from Steve's and Mike's labours. Then she popped open her new chair. She sat there, settled in, and listened. Birds tweeted just outside in the fading sunlight. Tomorrow, first thing, the pottering would begin. Two days later, Jacqueline was happy and in her element. Most of the shelving was already occupied with pots labelled with varieties of peppers and tomatoes, nasturtiums and marigolds, sweet corn, peas, and more. Now she was in the middle of unboxing her latest purchase, 3 sets of solar lights. She had in her mind's eye a vision of a light burning in the greenhouse long after the sun had set. It would look charming, she thought. That evening, she stood watch at her kitchen window, waiting for the lights to come on. Just as the sun started to set at around 5:20, there was a flicker, and within seconds of each other, the devices lit up. Jacqueline clasped her hands together, held her clasped fingers to her mouth, and grinned. Magic, she said to herself. She started to turn away, but then turned back immediately. Something had moved. Out of the corner of her eyes, she'd seen movement. She stared hard in the direction of the greenhouse. Nothing. It might just have been a bird late to its roost. She turned away from the window and set about making herself a meal. The unexplained movement slipped from her mind. It was still early spring, and it was therefore dark when Jacqueline got home from work. It had been a long day. She wasn't thinking about very much when she went into the kitchen to make herself a cuppa. She glanced absently out the window, and her heart seized at what she could see. There was a small figure moving around in the greenhouse. She could just about see through the condensation on the glass and the hazy illumination from the solar lights. Even as she stared, the figure stopped moving and then disappeared, just disappeared. What the? Had she been burgled? She raced over and checked the door to the garden. It was locked. None of the windows were broken. She looked over again in the direction of the greenhouse. The solar lights were dimmed. Had someone broken into the greenhouse and then ran off when they spotted her? Should she go and check? Don't be an idiot, she told herself. But she did anyway, carrying her softball bat just in case. The greenhouse door was closed. When she opened it, there were no wet footprints from the damp grass. Nothing was disturbed. Everything looked just as it should. She backed away slowly, looking left and right. Once she was on her patio, she ran indoors and called her neighbours. Her neighbours, Tony and Samantha, came over straight away.
Are you sure someone was out here?
Tony asked after they had done their own inspection of the gardens and the greenhouse. You've been at the tequila again, Jax? Samantha joked. It was a fair question. Jacqueline did love her tequila. She went along with the joke. Faked that it was all okay. Working too hard, she excused. The pair smiled at her and asked if she wanted to spend the night at theirs. Jacqueline declined and saw them out. She'd seen a ghost. That was all. Jacqueline used to see ghosts all the time. But as far as she could tell, she hadn't done so since her late teens, 30-plus years ago. She'd forgotten that that used to be a thing with her. But shortly after Tony and Sam had come over and had done their own check of the garden, it had come to Jackie that that must have been what she had seen. That it must have been a ghost. She felt calmer now. She went to her kitchen window and stared. But the lights had gone out in the greenhouse, and all she could see was the occasional glint of the building's frame. The next day, the next evening, she got home from work and stared out of her kitchen window. Nothing. There continued to be nothing for about 4 days, and then, over the weekend, as the sun set, this time closer to 6 p.m, she was once again watching the solar lights come on from her kitchen window. And then a figure materialized. At first, she could just about make him out. His little figure looked as though it was not quite in focus. And then he became more substantial. It was a little boy. A little boy in a t-shirt and dungarees, probably not yet 10 years old. He walked along the shelves on one side, as though reading the labels. And then he did the same on the other side. And then he stopped and looked up at the sky. He looked over towards Jacqueline. One of his arms made as though to wave, but then he disappeared. You have just listened to The Greenhouse by Anne Butler. The cast included Brian Amos, Anthony Butler, and Paulette Butler. The narrator was Anne Butler. Music and sound effects were provided by Pixabay.